Well, my father was
Russian.
He was an artist, and he married my mother, who was Iranian and who was a diplomat. So I guess this is how I traveled a lot, and how I became a nomadic woman.
You lived in many different countries?
Actually, I was born in Tehran, in Iran, which was not the best idea for me, especially for somebody who loves traveling. But now I have a Swiss passport, which makes things easier. And then we moved to Geneva when I was a baby. From Geneva to Rome. From Rome to Tehran, where I spent 1 year with my mother's family. And then I was brought up in Paris, mainly.
Now, we were trying to find the best way to describe you. I think, well, communications professional, is that okay? Or is that too reductive?
I think communication, not only professional. I think I just love communicating. It's so, of course, I try as much as I can to do it professionally.
Now, we're here in Verbier today, up at the Place Blanche. You are associated with another resort, Villard. The Villard Music Festival, the Villard Show Jumping. How did you get involved with those events?
When I moved from France to Switzerland, I imported my festival, the festival I had created in France, to Villard. And although I'm not involved now in the classic of Villard, they are on for the 18th year, so I'm quite proud of that. And I am a passionate horse lover. So when I heard that Grand was stopping their show jumping and that it was moving to Villard, I just, said that they wanted me. And I convinced them. And I love projects. I love Villard. So...
What's special about Villard? Why do you love Villard?
Do you know Villard?
Not as well as you.
What's special about it? Well, first of all, I think, I'm nomadic, but I've been going to Villard since the age of 3. So I guess if we can speak of my roots there in Villard, they're my family, my adopted family. Then it's a beautiful place, wonderful place. It was very welcoming to me. So I think Villard gave me so many things that I feel that I have to give them back my competence, my energy, as much as I can, as much as they want me to do something.
And does Villard attract a very international range of people like you?
Well, we are lucky enough to have international schools based in Villard.
Probably what the main thing that people know outside of Villard, they know about conferences and international schools.
Exactly. I think a school like Aiglon, I used to teach at Aiglon, so this is why I can speak about it, has 52 nationalities. So imagine, it's really very international. And then we have Beausoleil, La Garenne, but it's... I think if the people you meet in Villard are international, definitely. There are many English.
Yes, there are. That's for sure. So show jumping and classical music, two things that you're very interested in. It seems to be very much a fashion now for mountain resorts to have this as their summer offering. I mean, there could be so many things you could do in summer. Why do you think classical music and show jumping have become the staples of the summer season in lots of different places around the Alps now?
So let's talk about the show jumping, maybe. Show jumping, I would say that a horse is a beautiful animal. You don't need to be a horse lover to find it, It moves nicely, it's beautiful. So as a background for an event, it's perfect. And then, around that event, you can have every other thing. When you say classical music, I am not only... I created this classical music, I guess, because at the time I did it, I knew classical musicians, but it could have been totally different. What I love doing is mixing people and getting people to meet each other and also to mix totally different cultures. So, for instance, hopefully this year during the show jumping, I'm organizing again a show. And during the show, I will probably have the jazz orchestra playing live in the middle of the horses, which would be a way of mixing different types of audience. And this is one of the things I like doing best, mixing totally different people and getting them to know things they don't know. You don't have to know classical music to enjoy it. You don't have to know about horses to watch them. Just come, watch, and then decide if you like or if you don't like.
And are you interested in any other cultural activities in the mountains, any other projects that you're involved in?
I also organized a couple of exhibitions, of course. I'm interested in many things, you know, as long as they're good and as they're energy distributing and getting, I think, I'm just curious of everything and very open, I hope, open-minded.
Do you miss the city?
When I am in Paris, I think, oh God, I could stay here, you know, and never go back to Villars. And then after 2 weeks, I think I miss Villars. So I'm very lucky because I can travel.
But good to have the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Very lucky.
Now, it's International Women's Day today. Do you have a message that you want to give to our listeners today?
First of all, what I wanted to say is that probably this International Women's Day would not exist if there were no men. So, thank you, men. I would just like to say something about... maybe I'll say it in French, if you don't mind.
No problem.
J'ai un petit problème avec égalité. Il faudrait dire égalité en droit. Oui. Parce que je suis une fan inconditionnelle de la différence. Et je trouve que les différences sont une richesse. En revanche, l'égalité en droit, heureusement qu'il y a des femmes qui se sont battues pour l'obtenir. Il y a encore beaucoup de travail, pas forcément en Suisse, mais j'écoutais des émissions ce matin sur l'Inde et dans d'autres pays. C'est loin d'être acquis. Et il faut des leaders.
Equality in law, but not necessarily ignoring the differences between men and women as well, as a way of summing it up. Well, thank you very much for being with us today. It's bang on 2 o'clock. Lovely to have you here, and I hope you'll enjoy the rest of the afternoon here in Verbier, and we hope that you'll be able to come up here again, or maybe we'll see you in Villars.
In Villars. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natasha Huchev, communications expert and international nomad, as you said yourself.